This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor at World Sweeper, and Gabriel Vitale is on the line, and he heads up CNL Sweeper Service Corporation. Hi, Gabe.
Hello, Ranger.
You were one of the moderators for the 2010 Best Practices for Contract Sweepers, and you handled the marketing ideas for your business. So if you would be so kind as to talk about that, what kind of things did you teach and what kind of things did you learn during your moderation sequence?
We treated it as a true round table, and we had three different round tables, so it did bounce around quite a bit, but I more was the facilitator of a group, and each group was anywhere from 8 to 16, and a lot of different things came out and some great ideas, and people, once they started feeling comfortable with each other, started really sharing some real good stuff. But I would say the biggest thing is guerrilla-type marketing, and that's a trade name word, but basically what it is high impact, very low cost. Something that could, or almost like shock type of marketing, where you can really get the customer's attention, hopefully in a positive way, and create a nice lasting relationship. A lot of people were talking about e-blast. It seemed to be very, very common. We did a lot of talking about the social networking. We've done this with all three groups. And with the social networking, we are referring to the Facebook and a fan page, LinkedIn, Twitter, and there was a couple different ones that people did talk about that they found that they're now getting involved with. A lot of other people in the group were asking questions because they just didn't know much about it, wanted to know if it was worth the time. We've all come to the conclusion that in today's society and moving forward, yes, it is worth the time, and it is the directions that everyone will be going to. It appears that the type of selling of building relationships with a handshake are still always going to be there, but for the out-of-state type customers, these are the way you're going to contact them, or they're going to find you, besides, of course, a website, which was discussed at depth, and how often should we upgrade or improve our website, what kind of information. Most people felt that pictures were worth more than 1,000 words, and it should be more pictures and less words. Some of the other things were, you know, obviously email and using digital photography for your and emailing to customers on follow-ups when you're doing any type of maintenance work, whether it's sign or striping or crack filling or sweeping. If there's something where you're doing an inspection for the property, digital pictures are very good to get you a PO right away and probably get you paid faster, too.
Well, and one thing to bring into the mix there, a couple things, actually. One is that when you use a digital photo and you email that to your client, a lot of times they don't have the authority to say yes or no. And that gives them an easy way to bounce that email up to their boss, who can then sign off on it. And you have an implied contract rather than calling up and saying, hey, we're noticing some problem here. And the guy says, yeah, go ahead and fix it. Well, if there's any problem with getting paid or what it looked like before or any of those things, it's all documented. And it's in a sense, it's you know, you have a contract. As it goes out from email, here's your proposal, here's our agreement. So that can make a big difference.
Made a big difference. A lot of people were speaking real positive. And what's interesting is about all the groups, most of the people were already doing it, maybe not to the extent. There was one individual, I'm trying to think of a company she was with.
Well, that part doesn't matter.
I think it was,
we don't want to speak for people anyway. So.
Okay, that's very good. But she actually has... they have contests in their e-blast where they'll do the Final Four in basketball, or they will do the who's going to win the American Idol or the Olympics. And, I mean, they give out iPods or little flat screens or gift certificates, but it's free, and they create these, like, pools. And it's just, again, it's all about contacts with the customer, how many times you touch them, keeping your name in front of them in a very easy, soft way, but at the same time, a lot of impact, and letting them know what your services are.
Well, I think that's an excellent one. I remember that when that was happening, people were talking about what a great idea to be outside the box and with that kind of marketing. That's I can see where that would be a touch where you're not asking them to buy anything from you. You're just being a friend, and you're having fun. And people like to do business with people they want to be around and that they can have, they feel like they enjoy the relationship.
Mm-hmm. If, one of the other conversations that came up in was blogging. And, I mean, everybody, like, rolled their eyes because it's just like, now what? And it's almost like one person asked, do we actually almost need a full-time person that does nothing but monitor this? In some ways, yes, or pieces of it could be given to different individuals in your sales department. But if you are doing it yourself, it should be something that is done at least a few times a week where you're either blogging or checking your Facebook or your LinkedIn or working with your e-blast. And, I mean, Ranger, as you know, I mean, that's your life source is electronic communication. And the blogging, they say, keeps you on top of the search engines.
It does. And Facebook is now getting grabbed by Google, and that will make a big difference, too, because you'll connect your Facebook fan pages, and I know you have a fan page there at CNL Sweeper. Connect that fan page up with your website, and that will bring your rankings up to be more relevant as well. And there are a lot of these things that each one is a piece of the puzzle. In total, when you implement a variety of them, then you find yourself up with the search engines, which is certainly inexpensive marketing. But you're also keeping your customers apprised of what's going on with you. We just had an article at World Sweeper about a company in Utah that uses their Facebook page, and they had over 100 Facebook fans, and they apprised their customers about incoming weather and snow-related services especially, and are looking forward to ways they can do sort of the same thing in the summer with different projects that can be done and what makes sense to do in the summer. So a lot of options out there if you look into them.
The biggest thing was, again, going back, is it's all about relationships, and that's what's going to carry anybody through, especially these rough times. Everybody wants to be price-sensitive. They say they're price-sensitive, but even a lot of people in all three round tables realize that, yes, price is an issue, but they want to work with somebody they feel comfortable with, and they'll do what they have to do to help to work with that person. So it does come down to relationships, and there's still nothing better than a one-on-one handshake and meeting somebody and building that. But sometimes, but an entry level into this relationship definitely is going the electronic route.
Well, think of the difference that you would have in terms of a brand new relationship with somebody that's not anywhere near you. And in one case, they're calling five different vendors on the phone and getting some idea of should we use them. And if in one of those cases or more of those cases they're able to go to a website, they can go to a Facebook fan page and a blog. There's so many options out there now. And what you're really trying to do, I think you would agree too, is develop a comfort level between people, whether you've met them before or not. At the beginning, of course, you haven't. And in some cases, you'll never meet them because they're in Detroit and you're in Palm Beach, Florida. But that doesn't mean they don't control the property that you're sweeping. And the more they can know about you, see picture of you, see have an idea of the ethics behind your operation, the more likely they're going to be to keep with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't want to start that process all over again for 10% less charges.
Also, again, going back, and you hit it on the head, the comfort level. I'm reading a book right now. I just finished it called Trust, Bringing Trust Back into Business. And that's what it goes down to, is you create a relationship with your customer where there's a trust that if you say something, there is a problem. Most property managers right now are overwhelmed. Property managers are leaving or are downsizing, and instead of separating out the properties, they just give them more properties so they have more than they can handle. So having a relationship of trust is so important at this point in time that a property manager can just clear their plate and unload stuff on you, not worried about you overcharging or you not doing the job and saying you're doing it. And building that relationship is so key. And it's key in any business relationship, but more now in these times than ever.
Mm-hmm. I agree completely. And there's a cost to not knowing. Uncertainty has an enormous cost associated with it. That's why insurance policies are so prominent. And when you can bring the uncertainty out of your relationship to where you do have that ongoing level of trust, what you're doing really is you're slamming the door to the in the face of your competitors, because how long will it take them to gain that trust? Overnight, they can say, we'll do a job for less money. But it takes a long time to gain trust.
It's true.
Is there anything else in that you should cover? You know, one thing I'd like to go back on, and it's when you first started, you talked about email blasts. I happen to know that you use Constant Contact, which is the most sources would tell you the number one leader in bulk group email. I use iContact, which is the number two in that. And the reason I chose iContact at the time was that they had a survey poll option that Constant Contact did not have. Constant Contact has added that since. And what that would be is something where you could go out to your customers on your and prospects on your list and have some kind of a survey, or what you were talking about earlier, you know, who's going to win the Super Bowl, who's going to win the Olympics, here's the prizes kind of thing. In addition, though, you're able to upload your database of customers or prospects, divide them into categories just like you would in an Excel spreadsheet. And, in fact, that's what you do upload to your account. I know the accounts can run $15 a month for up to, say, 500, I think is what iContact is. And then that allows you to quickly and easily send out email messages to segmented parts of your list or to all of your lists. So is there anything you want to add to that? I know you have done some amount of that.
We've been doing quite a bit. We found, you have to keep in mind, e-blast or bulk email is like junk mail that you get in the mail. It still has to be kept simple. It goes back to pictures, less words, and then just the real thing about electronic communication is you can just click on a link that will take you if they're interested in more, but you're not overwhelming them in their initial view of their of the email blast. Real quick slogan, one line, one picture, maybe two, and then links if they want to go further. And all it is a touch to the customer. And we've been very, very successful with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's certainly a wonderful way to get information out there to your customers and cost-effectively as well. Is there anything else we should talk about in this that came up in your sessions as facilitator?
That pretty much was, out of all three, I kind of wrapped them all up real into one. But that was basically it. You know, some old-fashioned send a postcard to existing customers to every spring to, you know, renew your dates of when you want to do it. Some people actually send out proposals as a direct mail piece. They know the properties, and they would just send them out there. And, you know, it was still, I mean, if you go by the old direct mail, you get 2% return. He picked up two contracts out of every 100 he sent out. It was an individual that was doing it with snow plowing.
Mm-hmm.
So every year he would resend out that, and he got back. You know, he said better than 2%. But that was pretty much it. It was a lot of it was focused on the electronic era, some direct mail, basic marketing skills, websites. You know, I mean, everybody in around the room still believes in just face-to-face relationships. But, you know, everybody's looking for that silver bullet, and I think that's what we were trying to find there at the round table.
Well, these are certainly some of the bullets of the new era. One thing I'd advise everybody is to make sure you get the email address of anybody who calls your office, whether they're a prospect or a customer. Make sure you have those available and get those into some kind of system like this iContact or Constant Contact. Both of these have an option where you can, if you have an account, you can set up a link on your website to add, where somebody can add themselves to your guest book, to your email list, and it'll automatically enter up into your account.
All right, Ranger, thank you very much.
All right, thank you. We've been talking with Gabriel Vitale, and Gabriel is the head of C&L Sweeper Service, and they're located in, tell me the name of your town.
Jackson, New Jersey.
Okay. Thank you very much.